if we are saying that the vice president must resign, like what the comrades from Zukos were saying yesterday, she must resign not on the basis of factional fights within ZANU-PF, but she must resign after she has been proved that she has failed or she's incompetent for that position, of which right now there are no courts which has proved that she has failed to be the vice president of the country, and that does not resonate with the majority of the people.
What are the implications that it is being said that students, quote-unquote, are pushing for Vice President Mujuru to be out of the position?
The implication of that might not be seen today, but the fact that they are calling for Mujuru to step down without proving or without giving enough evidence to say she has failed or she is incompetent, or even without engaging the law courts to prove that she has failed, that only cannot be substantiated. Or from our side, we think they are just, these are just factional fights without evidence or without substance.
Will ZANU-PF be seeking to speak with representatives of the Zimbabwe Congress of Students, where you're saying that students should stay out of political issues?
No, we won't engage them in that respect. And besides, the issue of functional fights going on in ZANU-PF, they are not our issue. It's not one of our mandates to question that. But we are simply commenting from the perspective that we need to focus on student issues and not to manipulate students.